for discipline and dignity and seriousness and respect. I don't want to convey that.
Now, some of our listeners might think you're contradicting yourself because you've already defended informal worship as opposed to strictly formal and liturgical. Is it possible to go too far the other direction?
Well, I'm saying there are informal times of worship. If I'm out in the camp with my family, or if we're having a home Bible study in an informal time of worship, or a fellowship group, or a Sunday school class, or a Sunday evening sermon, and we're all singing more informal songs, I still think that when you call people together for the purpose of worshiping God in the collective church, and you're going to open the Word of God and speak, that you need to maintain a decorum and a dignity and a respect that comes from looking like you treat this as a very, very special occasion.
So that with all our allowances for informality in certain contexts, there ultimately needs to be a time when the formality of this occasion is stressed and when the seriousness of worship.
See, you're getting at the issue. There's just no formality left in our world. There's none. I mean, it astounds me the way people dress. There are people who've never been to a formal occasion in their life. They don't even know how to think about a formal occasion, including church. So what is a transcendent occasion? What is an occasion above every other occasion? What is it? When do I take concern about how I dress and how I look? What is the occasion in life when I do that, if it isn't worship? I think the most dignified occasion that you will ever engage in your life is to come before the presence of God in worship. And I'm just not willing to downgrade that to wearing the same thing I wear when I go to the 7-Eleven to pick up milk.
Right. Now, it's a complex issue, so I want to be sure I've asked you all the questions, because someone out there is going to point out that in James says, look, if somebody comes into your assembly and he's not dressed in all his finery, you don't show preference to the person who's better dressed than the guy who maybe he's poor. Maybe the shorts and flip-flops are all the guy can afford. What do you do in a situation like that?
Well, obviously, we're talking about a completely different issue there.
Right.
If you've got a poor man, then you respect his poverty and you